Elegy for Maria, written March 7th to August 2nd, 2007. I mourn for one who, full of life's prospects, set out on life's road, but never saw end. Ambition and dreams, life's initiative, were taken away as unwanted babes, and then disposed of on custom's ash heap. It wasn't this way a few years before. I remember her entering youth's bloom, a child in her heart, features innocent, black and common hair, streams wandering down to her shoulders, arches of resolve. Her eyes gazed steady, friendly and peaceful, like music her voice, as breezes her song. She came from the earth, broken, fertile land, a family the same, migrant farmer's child, one small fragment of, a pinch of fine dust, that blew over the land, settled here and there, to start life anew, far from native soil, in new land, field of banishment, place of fulfillment, land of pilgrimage, the end of the road, life's new beginning. Of these was she part, as hair to the head. Who knows her childhood, crescent oasis, nestled among dunes, reaching out like vines. Perhaps past is moot, whether good or bad. When I first saw her, in dreary city, rimmed metropolis, smoke-scourged dwelling place, among her own peers, all freshly launched out on destiny's road, horizons unformed, diligent study, open heart and mind. Her peers liked to play, frolic in life's sun, run the race their way, gloss over the clouds. Not so Maria, in quest of knowledge, small seed in sawdust, ice chip on hot stones. She sought where she would, listed where she would, a friend to her peers, but set on her path. Her quest took her far, far from inertia, pleasure's lotus fields, puppy love's deceit, numbing pleasure pens, peers' conformity. Instead, she went out, over winding roads, out of the city, into the desert, over horizons, beyond others' gaze, to a faraway town, a place all her own. Here now she sojourned, still a young student, almost an adult, as weekend teacher. Her home was a room, cold dormitory, a place of retreat, not of privation, where she thought and read, rested and prepared. Her field of glory, her newfound domain, was with her children, in a dusty room. Oh, privation see, observe you right well, the challenge of life, weight of oppression, that quails other hearts, dismays lesser souls, did not upset her, but rather raised her from youth's innocence into a new path. Meeting the children, destiny's seedlings, sharing what she knew, small but resourceful, learning a new trade, she now developed. On weekdays she read, on weekends she taught. Thus it continued for about 6 months. As the days lengthened, became weeks and months, so too she grew up, girl to young woman, not quite forester, more a gardener with watering can. I observed her grow, teaching her classes, mixed experience. I sprinkled water yet in heaven's wake. In due time she came, with fellow student, to help me some days at one local school. Even though naive, she listened and tried, making new errors, gaining more knowledge, nurturing chances, developing style. First disappointed, later accepting, I watched her progress, hard forge her own skills. How easy it is, with her and her peers, to see them as poised, masters of beauty, fully competent in all of youth's arts, fully eloquent in all life's affairs, fully conversant, no problem too great. The facts were not so, at least a few times. They rose and they fell, made silly mistakes, shared big plate chicken, legendary meal. They cried and they laughed, shared comfort and strife, ripened inwardly and ripened in face, as did her classmates, waiting potential. She met one she loved and followed him straight. Then the problems came, not one, but many. To be sure, they loved, drew close in their hearts, shared passage and street, the same bowl of soup. They fitted as one, linked in hands and thoughts, breathed in the same steam from life and dishes. There is nothing strange or unusual in the sight of two facing each other over the table in some restaurant, an outpost of rest, far from the bustle, the chaos and strife of their restless school. True lovers sit down, common occurrence, to mix their feelings, their dreams, and their views over checkered cloth or zinc-topped counter. Sometimes they're talking, it isn't the point, as much as repose, being together, munching on dumplings, eyes firmly fastened into other's soul, living through a gaze. Impervious now, unseeing each day, not ever feeling anything around, save for each other, in both eyes and hearts. Student life went on, and with it the round, the duties of life, endless procession. Maria ripened, prepared to leave school, launch out into life, society's veil, the place of testing, opportunity, urgent advancement, annihilation. She folded her wings, and like a seabird, first coaxed and now flung, she shot off the cliff, her last safe haven, university. Fast, far she fell down, wrapped as in feathers, gathering wind speed until her wings filled, and she was flying, figuratively, over the sea's waves, life's dispensation. She floated away over banks of sea fog, demands of new job, shared boarding house room, less contacts with friends, all dispersed seabirds, surveying the world, held up by her wings. Her lover went east to his own hometown to pursue his goals, destiny rising, and from there he called, bidding her join him, so that they might live, prosper together. What might have happened had she then gone east into their life's field, unfolding future, many shared hardship, rising ambition, tender caresses, true encouragement, the ups and the downs, two woven as one? Poverty no block, shortage no scandal, she would have told him, can ever stop us. Even the coldness, the dimness of home, our small apartment would reflect our love. She was full noble in her character. Her feelings were pure. Her heart would reach out. Her hair ran downwards over her shoulders, darkly cascading, fragrant waterfall. Even more noble would you have become had you followed heart, gone east, and joined him. melted and woven, emerging as new. Two pinches of dust, of lowly land's earth, now something better, the fruit yielding home. Instead of all this, when her parents called, bade her to come home, she packed up and went. The voice from the south, parental mandate, went not unheeded, since these words were armed, backed up by the force of love unanswered. Cathay's love landscape, hearts of young lovers, is cracked and riven like pounded limestone, then blown quite away to world's far corners, fused into new soil, and not seen again. Just as the seabirds, all nature's nomads, pluck out their soft down, gather weed and twigs, and form a small nest on a thin rock shelf over the chasm, eternity's verge, spurning risk of loss, so too these lovers, with naive spirits but Gannett's courage, try to make a life where two forge one world. Parental mandate, so many miles off, yet in moments near, does not rest aloof, but like ocean gale, striking the sea cliff, hurls eggs and nests down, down to the abyss, reality's home, charnel house of dreams. The young may love well, but their homes and roots from which they issued are adamantine. Breasts of mother's milk, a father's strong arms, now become one face, sheathed in plates of bronze. Maria went home on a nameless train, left all she had grown in that smog-flecked town. See how the city, shrouded by the night, sparking with streetlights, yet muted by dust, by swirling eddies, currents of soft smoke, appears impassive or indifferent. From the passing train, see that lonely street, that man and his cart, fading in shadows, flitting through brief light as he goes back home through the silent streets to an unknown house. One moment again, he is seen no more. Was this the city, the place you found love? Did love once grow here, in these shadowed streets, under a dull fog, mingled with the sound, the songs of children, now diminishing? Most certainly so, for as tears graze cheeks, so too things of love, of holy beauty, blossom and come forth in ways of their own, from a dull landscape coated in old dust. Her face against glass, she flicks back her hair over bent shoulders and stares out again. Her own reflection, it comes into view, falls out of focus, in tune with her thoughts. Farewell the city where she learned to love. Every step removed, every minute away, the new miles apart of separation do not diminish, but rather enhance, indeed magnify, precious memories, as reality, quickly approaching, thrusts the past away under bronze carpets. It is a new dawn, a new oasis, lined with poplar trees, although no willows, where floats the music, desert serenade, of struck dulcimers, but not of plucked harps. The air is clean here, and the sky shows blue. Leaves here remain green in between rainstorms. The city's demands, endless energy, are now far away, unseen and unheard. Only faint voices, faint inspirations, as links to the past, come to mind at times. These never die out, but are guarded well, deep inside the heart, secret flower pot. The children are new, and yet like others, asking attention, seeking for knowledge. With hair pulled tight back, exposing shoulders, Maria serves them, reaching out always to every student, a sea of faces. Pacing concrete floor under eyes of bronze. Life here is simple, although the work hard. As students listen, vie for attention. It is easy here to love every day, and without counting the days of service. The nights are so calm, and evening walks, moments of repose, give time for thinking. Over paved footpaths, under the poplars, erect green dancers with leaves shimmering, Maria goes home to her parents' house. Thus all is now set, all is determined. From school back to work, for class after class, under southern skies, among poplar trees, signs immutable, now prescribing life. The only way out is through the forest, to the other side, somewhere far ahead. Sometimes after lunch, when the children sleep, Maria alone in a quiet room, bent over a chair, hair falling forward, sighs out bitter sobs, her shoulders shaking. Oh, dear Maria, you have changed places with the poplar trees, desert sentinels, desert pools dancers, fields stability, their tall stateliness, welcoming embrace, leaves as tambourines appear now in you. To them you now give tokens of bruised heart, silence at even, immobility, roots buried in soil, completely still leaves. Under scalding sun, beneath the moon's light, you and they stand still, breathless and waiting, fast clinging the soil, shedding autumn leaves. Only the children, future's faint promise, dance gladly around on leaves strewn with hair.